Log Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. That's right. Once again, welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. We're going to be bringing on a very special guest tonight. She's my featured guest for this evening. I will give you some information on her momentarily. But as we start the evening out, I trust that you all have had a very good week, and certainly you all are looking forward to this. Many of you all perhaps will be looking forward to a three-day weekend. Some, of course, are grateful just to have a day of rest, weekend where you can spend some time with those that you love, and, of course, even circle around with the fellowship of church members. This evening, as we go on with part two of how to improve your relationship with God, we're going to be bringing in an author that's very popular out there, and she also sits on a commission board. But I just want to give you a few thoughts. The publication, the inspirational publication, will be coming out a week from this Sunday. And those of you all who still have time to make the first edition, again, it launches on February 24th, 2013. And I'd certainly encourage you to be among the first to make history with this original publication, solely inspired by the word and promises of God. It's called Your Weekly Inspirational Thought for Spiritual Enrichment. Seven words, your weekly inspirational thought for spiritual enrichment. One of the things I want to share before we bring my featured guest in this evening is you want to really get yourself in line with the will of God. You really want to have a close relationship with Him. Then get into His Word. Get to know Him. Get to know Him as He knows you. That's right. Get to know Him as He knows you. And I can assure you that you will have a spiritual relationship with Him. You will get closer to Him. He will get closer to you. And one of the other things that I find to be quite interesting is to find a song. You know, the Bible tells us to put a song in our hearts and meditate on that song throughout the day. Doesn't mean that you got to go around singing it everywhere you go, but certainly put a song on your heart, and that song on your heart can certainly enhance your joy, your delight, your passion with God, your relationship with Him. And I just want to do something that I haven't done over the air at all in my 4 years on the internet radio and my 2 years in this ministry. And one of my favorite tunes, one of my absolute favorite, is How Great Thou Art. How Great Thou Art. And this is absolutely one of my favorites. So, you know, of course I've been told that I'm not a singer, and that's okay. It doesn't bother me because, you know what, in my mind, I can hum a tune, and there are oftentimes when I'm in the shower, and the interesting thing about where I shower is you can hear the echoes, and it gives you that sound in the shower that it's like nobody can tell me that I wasn't singing. But, of course, I know better anyway because I'm not really a singer. But, you know, when you have that song on your heart, and I'm not saying this to boast or put it out there. I mean, if I could really sing, I'd probably try to produce an album or a CD, that is. Albums are way back when, but a CD. But when you really want to get that meditative thought or spirit with God, you put a nice song, a nice melody into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit, and you hum that, whether anybody likes it or not. You know what you're doing. You're finding peace within. And my song, How Great Thou Art, is so beautiful. I believe the lyrics may have been by Carrie Underwood. I'm not exactly sure, but I believe it may have been. But certainly that can be verified. But anyway, it goes, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And, you know, I just want to do a small rendition of it. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder considering all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. And then it goes on to say, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And I mean, this is really a beautiful tune, and oftentimes I will just sing that during the course of my day, no matter what's going on. I will just sing those lyrics, and it is so beautiful. So I encourage you, you want that relationship with him, a closer relationship with him, get into his word, find a nice song that you can certainly meditate on throughout the day, no matter what's going on in your life. Okay, without further delay, I'm going to bring you now an author that also happens to be a cognitive behavioral therapist and also a certified life coach. I mean, there's so many things that she's been involved in. I told you she's on a commission board. She works providing healing messages to those who have suffered losses. She's also known for her innovative presentations. She's helped individuals reflect and regroup, attain life aspirations. She's the founder, creator, and facilitator of Care Joy Inspirations, which happens to be a community-based organization that focuses on personal empowerment and progressive techniques to bring about change within our own relationships. She's also the former co-host of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and by all means, she's always welcome to come on the show anytime she wants. She has carte blanche on the show. She's out with her book, Focus on Healing. She's also inspired by our President Barack Obama with his Focus on Healing message. And without further delay and ado, I'm going to introduce the psalm and, of course, present to others a woman who has put together a collection of powerfully positive messages of compassion to strengthen your emotional wellness. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you and by way of introduction, Miss Sarita Johnson. Miss Johnson, thank you so very much for joining us on tonight's broadcast. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you on tonight's broadcast.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Walker.
And thank you for joining us. Now, you are so well accomplished, Miss Johnson, and you know, and I read parts of your bio, and you're inspired by 44th President Barack Obama when he was addressing families and citizens of I believe it's Tucson, the Tucson massacre that took place, and talking about those difficult times and focus on healing. Can you just tell my audience a little bit about the inspiration that you gathered from that and how they may get in touch with you and the name of your book as well?
Oh, yes, certainly. Well, the name of my book came about because of the experience I was having. I had been doing workshops for several years, and participants in my workshops, seminars, and various speaking opportunities would ask me for the information shared. And in January 2011, I made my determination that this year I would write the book, and I started out writing, putting the material, assimilating it together to put my book into action throughout the year of 2011.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. And if you recall, on January 10th was when the Tucson massacre occurred. And as President Obama was addressing the families, the victims, and the country, he made mention in his message that, you know, at times like this, we need to learn how to surround people who are hurting and unify, and instead of retaliation, we should focus on healing. And I was, of course, already jumping and shouting as he was giving his message because he was preaching my ministry. And then as he closed with the words, focus on healing, I said, the perfect name for the book, because that's exactly the walk and the talk that I share.
Okay. All right. And you talk about in your book, healing the hurting, developed for such a time as this. And, I mean, that is a good time to focus on, if I may say, healing the hurting. When you say surround the people, when you heard that message, what comes to your mind? You know, tonight's broadcast, tonight's topic is how to have a person to improve your relationship with God. How to improve your relationship with God. How would you tie this into healing the hurting? Or otherwise?
Well, it is a known fact that we all have emotional traumas in our lives. We are hurting at different levels, different phases, different stages because of different circumstances. The true healing comes through the Spirit of God. It comes through that connection, that relationship with God. But many do not know how to make that connection. They don't know the richness of spiritual intimacy. And through getting the connection in order, when we reach that connection with God where we are flowing with Him and He with us, He's communing with us and we with Him, then we're experiencing that healing. And when you see so many people who are hurting, you recognize the fact that they're missing that connection. And they retaliate because of their pain in some very foul and corrupt ways, in their language and their behavior, and very destructive violence incidents. So these all are indications that we need to focus on the supreme connection, connect to God in that spiritual intimacy, and that's what I aim to bring out through the book, how we can get through our pain, how the Word of God can give us peace and can calm our spirits, but also can enrich us so that we are strong enough to withstand the trials that we're faced and even be able to help someone else through their experiences.
Okay, so now, you know, as I look at some of the inspirational messages that you have, like visions of hope, healing the hurting, access your gifts, reaching potentials, how to love the unlovable. I mean, that's a powerful piece right there. And then, of course, you've got powerful, positive, proactive communication technique. You know, as I think about this and we talk about tonight, how to improve your relationship with God, what message could you possibly give someone, like over in Connecticut recently, you know, the suffering the loss of little innocent babies over there? I mean, how could one improve their relationship with God? And I heard what you just said, you know, that connectivity with God. How could, I mean, unless you've actually gone through that, it's down to a matter of faith and trust in a God that sometimes it seems he's out to lunch or he's on vacation. What message of hope? You talk about, you know, talking about in your some of your inspirational messages, when I say visions of hope from one of those, what vision of could you give someone that has encountered that to connect more closely?
Well, there are several messages that we can share. I'm hearing this noise. One in particular that I focus on a lot of the times is just introducing the concepts, is being able to understand that we can have a friend in Jesus. And this can be a friend that is someone who knows the song in our heart and can sing it back to us when we've forgotten the words.
Mm.
And that's one of the messages I have in my book on page 67.
Okay.
But that friend in Jesus is the sweetest friendship that you could ever have. Now, we can have friends on earth who can be very close to us and who can also have that reciprocatory relationship where we are so in tune with each other that we can share thoughts and emotions. But there's no mistaking the fact that the relationship with Jesus is unfallible. And he will never let us down. He will never disappoint us. So we have to first recognize that connection is so important, and in many cases, it's missing. I've heard so many people talk about the losses that have been experienced in different places throughout the country. And sometimes, but very often, people are just relating to the issues of pain and loss and are not really connecting to the path toward healing. And Jesus introduces to us, he even when he was on earth, he was burdened by the sins of this earth, present and future, to the point that he cried. And when Jesus wept, he went to the Father for consolation. So we all can come to God the Father, make that connection, and feel that peace that is available to each one of us.
Okay. Let me ask you this question here. First, let me ask, how do individuals, if they want to get a copy of your book, how would they be able to get in touch with you, through email, website, or phone or fax?
Yeah, certainly. They can go right to my website. My website is saritajohnson.org. Or if you can remember even more easily, my business name is CareJoy, carejoy.org. When you go to the website, you'll see the description of the various workshops and seminars, but also the description of the book. When you click on the link for book or special, you can purchase right through my website. Also, if they want to speak with me, we can make some appointments for counseling or even speaking engagements, book signing events. They can contact me through my phone number, 561-267-3915.
Okay, excellent. Now let me paint a scenario for you. You say the connectivity to Christ is very important. Now, what about the man or the woman that feel that they have arrived at success in life And these people, they don't pray. They don't attend church. They don't do week service. They don't. There's nothing spiritual that they present. Yet they do anything and everything that they want to do because they, you know, they're comfortable and they appear to be happy in life. You know, we talk about improving your relationship with God. These people don't even have a relationship with God. So why do they need God if they're already, you know, or why do they need to connect to Jesus if they seem to already have a life that's fulfilled for them? So, I mean, what could you possibly be telling them?
Well, that's a basic assumption. But when you really make that connection with individuals, take, for instance, there was a speaker.
Okay, but wait, let me back up for a second. What's the basic assumption? What is the assumption that, is it an assumption that there are some people that don't go to church? Is it an assumption that there are some people that don't pray? Is it an assumption that some people are successful and find happiness in their life without having to go to church or pray? Is that an assumption?
Well, my point that I was going to make was this gentleman gave his speech and he talked about how he had acquired so much in life and how he was constantly seeking for the next fulfillment. Even though he had reached this goal and the next goal educationally, professionally, he still was seeking for something. And it wasn't until he got acquainted with Jesus and the life of Christ and with God the Father, he realized that was the void that he was constantly seeking for. It wasn't until he found out, got that introduction to God, that that really was where his peace was.
Okay. So you're saying that there are people that maybe it's an assumption that they might be happy and they don't become fulfilled until they have that that connection with God. Is that what I'm hearing you say in so many words?
From the relationships that I have had the opportunity to witness and discuss and share, that was the underlining concern, that there was still that peace that was missing. And the satisfying peace came from knowing God on a personal basis.
Okay, all right, that's interesting. Now, let me ask you this question, and certainly I believe that also that we are not really, our lives are not really fulfilled. By man's standards, we might think that we're fulfilled, and certainly you do have, and I'm sure you've heard of people, correct me if I'm wrong, that they don't pray, they don't go to church, and they seem to be really happy in life, and life seems to be, they seem to really be happy-go-lucky individuals. Have you not met people like that? Well, if you haven't, I certainly have met a number of people that they don't seem to be missing much of anything, so they believe. But I do believe that you have a greater fulfillment when you have that connection. We're created to worship God, and some have said that. So no matter how rich we are, you know, there is always going to be that void until we come to God. Now, you know, but a lot of people, they don't. How do they know that they're even having a void? You know, that becomes the question. How do you know you're even having a void? If your bills are being met, you got money in the bank, a surplus, you know, then you start to think, well, you know, if somebody comes to you and say, well, you need God, or you need Jesus, and they're saying, what do I need him for? My bills are paid, I'm very comfortable, I have money in the bank, and chances are the people who are coming to that individual, life is probably not as comfortable financially or otherwise, even educationally, as that man who or woman that seems to have it together. Now, and in fact, that individual may say, you know what, church and praying is for the weak and the poor. It seems the people who have low self-esteem and the ones who operate in a mode of liking are the ones who are always praying, and they pray the same ritual prayer day in and day out, and they've been praying that prayer for 20 and 30 and 40 years, and their lives still haven't gotten any better. What do you say to a man or woman who's arrived at that point and telling others that they're just believing in a hopeless dream?
Well, generally, the ones who I'm going to share my testimony with or my experience with are those who are seeking for an answer. Now, those who are satisfied with the way their life is, in their mind, they may think they're satisfied, but you really help them look at it, they're always still seeking for that next high, that next satisfaction. They may find negative or, temporary forms of satisfaction that meet that immediate need, that immediate drive. But everybody faces some forms of disappointment in their lives at some time or another.
Okay.
And in realizing the security that you have, and you have that disappointment, you're going to look for something else to help you, to fill that void, to move you out of that rut. And in that searching, as you're reaching, some people don't know that they even need God. They think they can fill that void with all the temporary satisfactions of life.
Okay.
And it's giving them a different view on how that peace can be achieved without having to spend all your money or travel everywhere and go after all these thrills. That peace can be achieved in a very simple way of making that personal connection with the higher power, God.
Okay. You know, just before we go, and we've got about 90 seconds before the show starts to come to a close, that half hour has already gone fast. I want to address two points from your book, page 83 and 91. But before I do, I want to ask, can we bring you back on the air to continue with another topic that actually centers around your book? Can we bring you back on the air at a time that's convenient for you, and we can certainly discuss that off the air?
Sure, we can definitely make arrangements for me to come on again.
Okay, certainly. Now, just quickly, I want to ask you, and you can certainly give me your short version of this. When you talk about a scriptural diet, we'll just touch on that one before, and we won't bother with your action plan that you mentioned on page 91. But just give me a synopsis of your scriptural diet that you mentioned on page 83 in your book.
Okay, certainly. The scriptural diet focuses on how we can have scriptures, messages that can actually focus on different aspects of our life. This is a 21-day fast where we are being fed by the scriptures, the words of God. Let's say the concern may be on obedience or faith or commitment or accountability or forgiveness. All these are aspects of our life that we need to find the words of assurance that are available in the scriptures, and that's what's included in the 21
days. All right. We're going to come back when we bring you back, and you can certainly tell me when you're available to come back. But right now we're out of time. I want to go ahead and thank Ms. Rita Johnson for joining us on tonight's broadcast. We look forward to you coming back, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you, and I look forward to being with you once again.
Okay. On that note, I want to tell all of you all, I really appreciate your tuning in to this broadcast. We have been on the air with this ministry for 2 years. I trust you will join us next Tuesday on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You choose to bypass that show, join us again next Friday at 8 to 8:30 for your half-hour inspirational program. Until then, I say to everyone, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.